Burt Show.
All right, I have a question. It's one of those we may not get any calls on it, and if we don't, I'd be happy because that's the goal here.
Okay.
It's to bring up a segment that pertains to nobody in our listening audience. And I think it probably does, but I don't know that anybody would call themselves out on it. All right, 404-741-Q100. I was watching Cougar Town last week, which is becoming, as a dude, I'm probably not supposed to dig that show. I like it. I think it's really, really, really funny. You guys seen it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen it one time, but I thought it was cute.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching, I guess I was watching last week's episode this week, and Courtney Cox's character realizes that she's not good in bed.
Wow, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wait, was that high-pitched?
What?
Nothing. On a scale from 1 to 10, was that a 9?
Definitely.
Was it a 6?
Way higher.
The story that you need to know, earlier in the episode, they established that when guys speak in a high-pitched voice, it means they're lying.
So he's obviously lying because he's speaking up, right? So they have this sexual tension between the two of them because they've been waiting 10 dates before they have sex. They finally have sex, and it's awful. And the next morning, she's having breakfast with her friends and realizes that she just might not be good in bed. In fact, she goes back to her ex-husband and asks him what he thinks about her in bed, and he basically said, really, you're not very good.
Oh, that's harsh.
Brutal.
So here is my question. Do you know, are you sure you are bad in bed? Who would call up and admit that you are for sure you know you are bad in bed?
Can we put him on the voices?
Of course, we would have to. That's the only way we would get calls.
Yeah.
Now, I think the only two ways you would know is if somebody, if you're a guy and she's never, you know,
gone there.
Or somebody's told you.
Oh, how brutal of a conversation is that? But it has to be more than one person, because if one person thinks you're bad, maybe the other person doesn't. So maybe you have to hear it twice.
And I'm not looking for somebody that used to be bad in bed and then somebody corrected you and now you're good in bed. I'm looking for somebody to call in that you know today, if you have sex with somebody, they are going to be disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Because you're just
so
not
harsh.
Good at it.
That is brutally mean. Aww.
I think this may be it. I think this may be the one time we don't get any calls.
But there might. We'll get a call because there's going to be somebody who's tried and is just giving up on it.
There's one phone line.
There's one.
Would it be really, did I win $1,000?
Would it be really obviously awkward right now if I excuse myself to the restroom for about 5 minutes?
Because I think most people would typically blame the chemistry. Like, oh, I'm normally really good, but the chemistry with this person was just off.
No, this has to be all on you. Like, you're just, no, I'm not good. Like, I can tell you right now, I am not a good dancer. Mm-hmm. I know it for sure. Mm-hmm. I've seen glimpses of me in mirrors before, and I've seen my shadow, and I'm not a good dancer. I just know that about me. There's got to be somebody that's like, I just know, you know, I'm good at softball. I'm good at soccer. I just suck in bed. Don't save that.
No, save all of that.
Brad, you are on the voice disguiser.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Brad.
You tell us.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad, I gotta admit. I don't know. I'm in a gay relationship, and so there's only so much you can do, and I just end up always laying there. And that's just how it started out, and I was content to do that, and that's just how it's been for 4 years.
Does it just feel awkward to you, or somebody actually said to you, you're just bad at this?
No, I feel awkward, and I keep saying, you know, like, aren't I boring? And the other one's, you know, the boyfriend's like, no, this is really good. This is how I like it. He likes to be, you know, dominant, I guess.
Okay.
So you just feel awkward, and you're assuming that just you're just not good.
Even though he's telling you everything's fine, you know in your heart you're not good.
Yeah, I'm not doing a thing. I'm just laying there. I can't do anything.
Really? So you're sort of paralyzed?
Well, I mean, at first it was just, well, this is nice. You know, I don't have to worry about doing anything. And then it just kind of came to be, well,
the standard.
I guess.
Hey, there's a news story out of Ohio that your boyfriend might be interested in, and about a guy in a morgue who's having sex with the bodies.
Oh, dude.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you making
why?
Well, it doesn't sound like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like you're, I don't know.
You don't really have concrete proof that you're bad in bed.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case with you. You know, I just think you're bored. I think you're bored.
He says the other dude's having fun.
The other dude's having fun, but I think you're bored and mistaking it for that you're not good.
What?
No, I don't think there's a mistake. He's just not good. I mean, nothing's good if you just lay there.
Save that.
Hey, this is the only two calls we got. No women calling up to say that they're bad in bed.
Of course not. We're like pros.
John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my name is John. I go to NGCSU, and I just, you know, I got a girlfriend, but I'm not good in bed. I just can't get into it. I don't know.
Seriously?
Did she tell you?
I love how he just identified himself. Serial number.
I know. It's almost like it's an AA meeting.
Yeah. I'm impressed that you've embraced how bad you are.
It's just something you accept after a while. And I love my girlfriend. I love what I do, but I can't get into it, you know, and it's just, it's just kind of a mindset thing, I guess.
Is it something that she's told you?
No, it's just, I guess part of it is I don't really enjoy it. It seems sometimes
you don't enjoy sex?
I enjoy it, but it's not some, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not doing it with someone I really, I don't know. I've thought about being gay a couple times just because of it.
You think you'd be better if you were in a gay relationship?
Well,
it's not like
a softball team where if you're not a good player, you go play in a different
league.
Well,
it goes back to what Jim was saying.
Go to another team.
I think most people think it's the chemistry. I think most people think it's the partner they're with. Because I'm just trying to, and the last caller was,
but I've been with other partners, and it's never. I've been with three different girls, and it's never been as good as I want.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you're not going to be good at it.
See, if the person now in your case, you haven't tried the other side, like you brought it up, the fact. But that one person, I feel bad for that one person. Like, yeah, I try with girls, I try with guys, and I'm just not good with anybody.
It's bad. There's nothing else to go to.
Oh, honey. Baby.
Here's Tracy. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey.
Hi.
I have not been told directly that I am horrible in that department, but I personally believe that I am.
And how do you know this?
Well, I've tried both ways. I've tried guys and I've tried girls, and it seems like nothing works for me. Like, never feels good, nothing ever works. And so everyone else seems to like it, so it must be me.
Jen is so sad for you. Look at this face that Jen has. Like, she just wants to hug you.
I do. I just feel like you got to figure out what that is. It's never, ever been an enjoyable thing.
Never.
Well, then you won't be good at it, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Are you okay by yourself?
Yeah, I could do it by myself, yeah.
See, you're just looking for the right partner. That's all it is.
Don't put it on yourself. It's got to be the dudes. Because you guys have told us before that most dudes stink in bed. They suck. So.
Well, she said she had tried guys and girls and nothing
tried
worked.
Tried both.
It could just be her.
I would go that.
Dude, it could be.
Oh, this is becoming sad.
All right.
This is not making anybody feel better.
Hey, Liz, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi. I'm one of those girls that's, very voluptuous. And, when guys see me, they think, wow, she's going to be spectacular. And they hound me and hound me. But you know what? When they get in there, I show them differently.
She's, hailing her badness.
She fooled you. You thought she was going to be good.
I told you I was bad in bed.
Joke's on you. I'm not good in bed.
The Bird Show.